My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right-hander is at the belt. Runner goes from first. The pitch is driven to deep center. Bleday going back. He's at the track, right to the wall. He'll watch, and it's gone. And a 3-run home run by Kerstad.
Being able to go to the West Coast, like you said, it's not easy. When we're able to go 4-2 like that, yeah, that's big. That's going to carry us deep into October. The A's, they can still swing it. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. These are all big league teams. Obviously, the defense has been spectacular. You've got guys making plays behind you. It's really easy to pitch deep into the game, especially when our lineup's putting up a lot of runs at the beginning as well. I think the way I've been throwing the ball has a lot to do with our offense. Thanks to those guys.
You know, hopefully things will happen, you know, when you win this, as many games as we have in the last year and a half, and you only get three guys in, and you're on the pace we are right now, and we won 101 games last year with a lot of the same group, you think that we get more guys in, and so I'm disappointed in that. But hopefully they'll have all-star second halves also. Yeah, he's giving us a boost. I mean, he's got that power potential, and he's taking good at-bats. So he's popping one every once in a while and getting some big hits for us.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, talking about Heston Kerstad. 3-run jack, top of the first inning, helped the Orioles get out to that 4-0 lead. Santander also went deep in that inning because after a disastrous Saturday afternoon into the evening, the Orioles bounced back nicely, thank you very much, with 6-3 behind Grayson Rodriguez. Also heard from him, and he was talking about why he's been able to get deeper into games as of late, and he praised his defense, he praised his teammates, praised the offense. I mean, we're just staked a 4-zip before you even throw a pitch. That's an awesome thing to have at your disposal. And also talking about the team going 4-2 on the road trip out west, and what I was talking about Friday when we broke down the A's statistically. If they do anything, they hit home runs. They're in the top 10 in Major League Baseball in home runs hit, and they hit their share, especially Saturday, against the beleaguered Orioles pitching staff, which turned out to be James McCann at the back end. But to go 4-2 through Seattle, first place team, last time ever in Oakland, you're expected to win that series, and they did. So they bounced back nicely, got themselves a 3-game advantage now in the American League East, heading into the All-Star break. There's 1 week left in the pre-All-Star break portion of the regular season. You got the last place Cubs coming in for 3 days starting tomorrow night, and then the Yankees come in what is going to be an interesting series for sure. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. you would have joined us on this Monday. You kept Bob Adibis, Rodder, got Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. You also, Brad and I, talking about the all-star snubs. Two starters voted in. We knew that. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Corbin Burns making the all-star team. Duh. No surprise there, even though he's not 100% committed to it just yet. But I'm wondering why the Padres have five all-stars and the Orioles have three. Because Jordan Westberg, now we're going to break out some nerd stats, certainly deserves to be an all-star. You could say the same for Grayson Rodriguez, 11-3 now on the year. And how about Craig Kimbrel, a guy that everyone wanted out of Baltimore 2 months ago, now pitching as well as any closer in Major League Baseball. So there were some snubbage for sure. Others could back out. Nate Burns might not pitch. Maybe Grayson replaces him. I don't know what the protocol is going to be. But you would have figured, based on the best record in the American League tied with Cleveland, who had five All-Stars, the Orioles would get a little more recognition, because you don't put up these sorts of numbers with a bunch of non-All-Star caliber players. Santander's, what, seventh or fifth, whatever it is, in home runs. He had another one yesterday. I mean, the Orioles are doing a lot of really good things with a lot of really good players. So I'm not going to sit here and whine about it, but I thought there was some level of disrespect. And obviously, Grayson Rodriguez did, and we'll hear from him later. And obviously, the manager, Brandon Hyde, as well.
I'll say this, Bob. I mean, Hyder is probably the guy who would be disappointed the most, I think, is Elias in the front office and stuff, because they're the guys that draft. And just trust me, like, you want your draft picks and stuff to get that kind of recognition. It's great for the club and all that, you know. So I'm guaranteeing Elias was running hot, and probably the scouting directors and whoever else were running a little bit hot about that. But in the big picture, Bob, you'd love to have him there. But is a week rest better for these guys to get ready for them to win down the road?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But either way, like you just said, you want the recognition they deserve.
Yep.
It's not necessarily, I drafted this guy, he deserves to be an all-star. He deserves to be an all-star because he's had an all-star caliber first half of the season. And Kimbrel was an acquisition that was lampooned by a lot of people. And he lost his job as closer back in May. And he's given up one earned run in his last 21 innings pitched. He's got four saves in July. And today's the 8th, and they're off today. So who knows? There could be some injuries again that crop up and give the Orioles a little more all-star recognition. But I think for them, the bottom line is, let's go out here, kick some ass in the second half of the season.
Yep.
Maintain our advantage here in the last homestand before the break. Handle the Yankees, who they're 5-2 against already this season. And then if you're resting, come back ready to fire on all cylinders in the second half of the season as a team that is all about winning the World Series. All-star achievement, individual goals are nice, but when they come back from the break at Texas, their goal is to maintain their advantage on top of the standings in the American League East and get that number one seed again, if it's possible.
No doubt about it. That's the most important thing. And Bob, I said, like, the Pro Bowl voting for football comes in December. And, you know what's crazy, Bob, is I was thinking about this when I was texting you yesterday. Like, the Ravens had, like, what, 13 guys because they had the best record, you know, and then they get three. I'm like, you know, I mean, it just doesn't make – it made, like, zero
sense. Well, 2019, half the AFC Pro Bowl team was Ravens.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, they had the best record, and it's in December when they picked it.
But it's still, you know, kind of a meritocracy, too. Earl Thomas made the Pro Bowl that year.
Yeah.
So to put that in perspective, meaning last year, every Raven that made the Pro Bowl deserved to be – on the Pro Bowl roster. But those guys don't play. They tap out. Their goal is to be in the Super Bowl the next week. They don't care. But Pro Bowl's nice.
Yep.
And it's an achievement. I'm sure it's a contractual obligation that has been met. Get you a couple extra bucks. I just think the Orioles got a host.
No, they...
I mean, they did. I mean, Westberg's had a brilliant first half of this season. Santander and O'Hearn deserve serious all-star consideration. And Ryan Ripken, I know you said Grayson's going to get to the All-Star team. He should have. I said 15 wins, and if he doesn't get that, then we're going to have a problem in the second half of the season. But a lot of Oriole representation should have been there. It's not. Go out there, do what you got to do, and worry about the second half of the season. But Nolan, as an Orioles fan, they had four All-Stars last year. Let's not forget. But what do you think? Disrespect coming Baltimore's way?
Not really. I mean, about the disrespect factor, I guess if you look at Kimbrel's stats compared to Clay Holmes, you go a little side-by-side, it's a little shocking, I guess. But I guess I'm most disappointed.
Especially
for
recent performances by the two guys.
Right. I'm most disappointed for Westbrook because, you know, you get to the final stage of the vote. Jose Ramirez is your starter. No surprise there. He's having an MVP caliber season. But your other third baseman that make it as reserves, all right, Rafael Devers, deserved. But apparently there was space for one more. And the Rays, this is where the rules about MLB All-Star voting come into play here. The Rays only had one All-Star representative. That's Isak Paredes, and he takes up a third base spot. So maybe Westberg, you know, on the wrong side of this rule that we did praise.
Yeah, and I'm still, every team should be represented at the All-Star game. And Isak Paredes, who's been a pain in the Orioles' ass over the years, he's had a really good year. Devers, like, he had two homers last night. He hit one Saturday, and I thought Gerrit Cole was going to kill him before he even made it to the first base line, if you saw him profiling there. And Jose Ramirez is an MVP candidate here. So Westberg just got caught in the numbers crunch. But the others, I don't know, man.
And I feel bad for them if in their contracts it says something where they get some type of bonus. That's what I just said.
Yeah, there's financial achievement there. I mean, you get to the – there's got to be – you make the All-Star, and it's something you add to your resume when you go in talking about your next contract. But well, there it is.
I guess my bigger beef is with the structure of the voting – and you have guys that make it to the finals, if you will, the final round of voting, and it's only two players per position besides the outfield. All right, Mountcastle is right there, a finalist with Vlad. Comes up just short in that vote.
Yeah, and it was actually leading for a while.
Right, and then he's out altogether. That doesn't make sense to me. Same thing with O'Hearn at DH, you know.
Tony Tater's finished fourth in the outfielder voting.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get in. Anyway, the Orioles win the series in Oakland. There were some, let's say, local ties, too. Tanner Scott made the All-Star team for Miami, former Oriole. And depending on how things go by the All-Star break or trade deadline, could be one again because Miami's going to be in sell mode. And Jackson Merrill, the rookie out of Sabrina Park for the San Diego Padres, he was chosen as a reserve. Born in Baltimore, but apparently grew up a Red Sox fan.
Boo.
Yeah, kind of gets my piles a little itchy here. No self-respecting Baltimorean. Now, Severna Park could go either way because there's a lot of Redskins fans and or Commanders, excuse me, in that territory. But no self-respecting Baltimore-ish, Mark Teixeira, would root for the Yankees or the Red Sox, and they both did. But we still congratulate the young man, and he is a local tie guy. So congratulations to you, Jackson Merrill. You have a problem with the All-Star selections. That's fine. How about the Orioles going 4-2 on the West Coast, coming back for games here against Chicago, last place in the North, or the Central, rather, in the National League. And then the Yankees, who lose yet another series, they're scuffling. You got Aaron Judge's hitting coach, of all people, criticizing the team and the way they develop. So Aaron Boone, not only do you have the media and the fans breathing down your neck, now you got Aaron Judge's hitting coach criticizing the way that you and your organization develop teams. Ravens, a week from today, less than a week from today, rookies will be there. A week from today, quarterbacks and injured veterans will be at one winning drive. And that means you, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's crazy. And injured vets. So we'll see, you know, which guy's got to show up there. And then anybody can show up if they want. And I would think, you know, because reporting date is the 20th, maybe on the 17th, or I think guys will start to kind of mingle in throughout the week. Were they going to be there on the 15th? Maybe some guys. But I think as the week goes on, I think more guys will come in.
So if you want to talk about the Ravens, and we will, we're going to talk about the rookies, since rookies will be here in less than a week. Break down this class of 2024, the significance of it, how many you have to be instant contributors or at least contribute to some level. You want to ask questions, Vinny is here for you at 410-583-1057 is the number. It is a Monday. It's the last week of baseball before the All-Star break. The Orioles only have three All-Star representatives. And quite frankly, I think that is that's an egregious mistake on baseball's part.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That was a big surprise. Came in after the start, realized that the rosters had been released, and I mean, I want to say some stuff about that. I can't. I think we should have had more than three All-Stars for sure. There's a lot of guys in that clubhouse that are deserving to be there.
And you're one of them. Grayson Rodriguez, he wins yesterday, his 11th of the season. He got a little shaky in the sixth for him, pitched into the seventh, but end of the day gets the win. Earned run average 3.52, only one walk, which is huge for him. 8 Ks as he just continues to pitch like the stud that he was anticipated to be. Parting gift for Mike Elias from Dan Duquette and his regime, first round pick back in 2018. Also saw Webb, Cano, and Kimbrel do what they're supposed to do in the bullpen. But we'll get to the All-Star stuff. You want to join us, feel free. You want to vent, you want to complain, I'm right there with you. Thought a couple of other Orioles at least should have been part of the equation. But Saturday night's a good night. People write a lot of good songs about Saturday night. They write movies about Saturday night. But Saturday night, well, late afternoon here into the evening, was a night that the Orioles would like to forget. 19-8, Cade Povich got destroyed. Dylan Tate came in, and his appearances are sparse to begin with, and he didn't exactly help his own cause. And then Cole Irvin and his new role as long relief, provided none, right, as he got rocked. And then James McCann. Sad part is, James McCann gave up the least runs of all the guys who threw baseballs for the Orioles on Saturday night. And it's a night in which they scored 8 runs. Every starter got a hit except for Ryan O'Hearn. And they lost by 11. That's a clobbering, as they say. But one of the new terms, you flush it and you move on, and that's exactly what the Orioles did. They flushed it. They came back, scored four in their top half of the first yesterday. Didn't look back. So they win the series. They hit this day off, another scheduled day off, at 57-33. Yankees are really struggling right now. Three games off the pace. Boston's only 4.5 behind New York right now, by the way, for second place in the division. So the Orioles, feelings hurt, a little anger, disrespect towards the lack of all-star representation. They do have two starters, let's not forget that, voted in. And Corbin Burns could be the starting pitcher Tuesday at Arlington, too, if he chooses to go. But others were very much deserving of that sort of recognition, didn't get it. But the point is, for us, as Oriole fans, like most of you are, obviously, let's roll through this second half, get that seed going in the playoffs, anticipating the trade deadline, where I'm guessing another starter and reliever will be added to the equation. Question is, who goes? I mean, we were asking the same question we've been asking for a better part of a month. Now we're just waiting for the question to be answered. Now, Heston Kerstad's name's always been mentioned as a possible trade chip.
Yep.
Has he changed your mind? I mean, he's not as bad defensively as the scouting reports. Is he smooth, brilliant, glide like a gazelle? No. But he gets to the ball. He's got a better-than-average arm, it looks like. And that power is legit, because that home run was a missile to left center field yesterday.
He could play outfield for the A's, Bob.
Yeah, but question is, should he be playing outfield for the Orioles, as Moo Man's been in a prolonged slump here?
Well, what have you seen when he's out there? I've seen him go back, catch balls. I've seen him throw guys out. I mean, I haven't seen anything.
I don't think he covers ground laterally that Hayes, Mullins, and Kowser can do.
Yeah, so he can't, yeah.
Yeah, so center field's probably not an option for him, where Kowser can literally play all three outfield positions, so can Hayes and Mullins. Stowers could probably play that as well, but that bat is real. And if he's just better than average defensively, I mean, you've got yourself an asset. But, Nolan, a tradable asset. Herein lies the problem. Hey, did you throw Kowser out there?
Right. I mean, everyone's on the table.
I mean, outside of Holiday and Basayo, they're not hanging up the phone for that ask, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you have to be open to everything. I mean, of course, there's a few guys that Elias has identified in his mind as untouchables, if you will. But if you want to be serious at the trade deadline, you do have to be open to all possibilities. So even if you're in love with a guy, you know, sometimes that's the price you got to pay to execute a trade.
During Wimbledon time, and we'll be talking about this guy in a whip, the John McEnroe line, you cannot be serious.
Yeah.
And I guess Elias is very serious about upgrading the team. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Yeah, they got snubbed, but they're in first place by three games. Remember when everyone, they were in the five-game losing streak, just give the Yankees the division, go ahead and try to win the wild card and hope for the best? Who knows, man? They might run away with this thing, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but they got three against New York at the end of this week, and they could do a little separating because the Cubbies are coming in here in last place in their division. It looks like, though, the Orioles are going to get Chicago's three best starting pitchers, but there's a reason they're in last place. Let's get out to the phones. Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, thanks for holding. Hope you had a great weekend there, man.
I did. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Doing all right.
Good. I guess right now I'm feeling Heston Kerstad is off limits, but I do understand sometimes you have to make some big moves to get some big players. So I want to talk about the All-Star snubs, and I'm going to look at it from both sides. Now, Mountcastle, he's had a very good season, but I can understand, you know, in terms of first base, you have Vlad Guerrero. He's the only representative there for the Jays, as well as you have Josh Naylor, who's average. He's hitting .243. He's hitting .243, which is not as good as Mountcastle, but he does have 21 home runs compared to Mountcastle's 12. So I don't have an issue with that.
And he's got a ton of ribbies, too.
Exactly. And also, in terms of Westy, third base is tough. When you have Devers and you have Ramirez, I get that. But if anything, he should go in at second base because, to me, Marcus Semien should not be in the All-Star game this year.
Well, and I hear what you're saying because they were talking about it on ESPN.com or wrote about it. He's played a third of his games at second base, but he was on the ballot as a third baseman, and herein lies the problem for Jordan Westberg. But look at it this way, too. Glass half full. Harry, Westberg's having a hell of a year. He's slumped at times. Defensively, he's gotten a little bit shaky there, booting some balls here and there after being so strong. But that guy's a stud, and I think we're going to be proud that he's playing for the Orioles for many years to come, hopefully.
Absolutely. And just two more points real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, Santander. And when you look at his, of course, his 23 home runs and his 57 RBI compared to Duran's 40 RBI and 10 home runs. But I understand why they looked at Duran, 21 steals and 44 extra base hits compared to Santander's 39 extra base hits. But when you look at the Orioles being a better team, being 24 games above 500, he should get in before Duran and the Red Sox only being in 9 games over 500. And my last point, there is no way that Grayson Rodriguez does not get in. Cole Reagans of the Kansas City Royals should not get in before him. He is 5-6 with a 3.28 ERA, and the Orioles are the better team. Grayson Rodriguez should be in instead of Cole Reagans.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Harry, in Owings Mills. And Reagans is a guy that they got from Texas for Aroldis Chapman last year. What about a little thievery going on there for the Kansas City Royals? You can make an argument for a lot of people. I think Jaron Duran's having a hell of a year for Boston. I think he had a home run last night, too, against the Yankees. But maybe what hurts Tony Taters is that 230 batting average, where you'd like to think they dig deeper than just that straight-up average. But obviously, he got caught up in the player vote, where they went elsewhere, selecting the reserves.
Yeah, there's... Is it just the manager that selects, Bob?
Players,
or is it Major League Baseball?
Yeah, the players vote. There's this players vote was the next round here. That's why the Orioles got shut out by their peers, it looks like.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Maybe they pitch young inside talent, too much, Nolan.
Or maybe they say, you know what? Those young guys, they'll be back many times. Let's give it to a different guy.
Yeah, whatever. Just kick their asses on the diamond. That's all that matters. We'll come back. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com, is going to be joining us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk recruiting, both basketball and football. But tragic, tragic news over the weekend as a former Terp and two others lost their lives, senseless as usual. Fade Handy 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. No real musical theme, just kind of going with the flow. Nolan McGraw is our DJ. He's going to take us home. So just enjoy the ride, man. Orioles are riding back home, or they're probably home, after taking 2 out of 3 in Oakland. Same thing in Seattle against the first-place Mariners. Birds come back home off tonight. 3 games up in the American League's Eastern Division, 57-33, 29-17. Oriole Park, Cannon Yards. Cubbies coming to town, 42-49, 17-28 on the road. Dean Kramer is on the hill for the Birds, looking for his 5th win of the season, fresh off the IL, where he got a win last week in Seattle. Ravens a week from today. Quarterbacks will show up, injured veterans. That means Lamar's in town. And I guess injured veterans include David Ajabo, Marlon Humphrey, among many others there.
Yeah, we'll see if Humphrey, I would think Humphrey, because he didn't do anything. He did a couple plays at minicamp. And I don't know who else would be. Keaton Mitchell be there. You know, I don't know how many other guys will be there. I'm just hoping, Bob, I just hope a lot of the veteran healthy guys come in. You know, is it the 15th? Come in the 16th. Because what happens normally is they'll come in, and they're not going to go to all the meetings. And, you know, they'll come in and work out with the quarterbacks and then go lift and kind of be on their own schedule that week.
2 weeks from today, the Ravens will already have a training camp practice under their belt. So September 5th, be here before you know it, everybody. Less than 2 months away from the kickoff of the 2024 NFL season. But the Orioles still have plenty of work to do in MLB. All-Star break coming up next week. Birds 3 games up in the division back home. Cubs coming to town tomorrow. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, how are you? Good morning.
How are you guys? Vinny, Bob, I hope you had a good July 4th.
Yep.
Hot enough for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hot today, too.
It's just put the whole summer advisory. It's just too much. I think Saturday's the hottest day. Anyway, sorry. I'm above water still, right?
Yeah, thank you, Bob Turk, with that weather report here, Mitch, by the way. Oh.
I think it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like in the 60s, they used to play two games, an All-Star game? I really don't like the All-Star game. It's 4 days off without reading box scores. And I think he might have a Cy Young winner in Rodriguez. And I think Garner, if the Yankees keep going the way they're going, get the Triple Grand Crown. I know he's got, I wasn't going to be Hack Willis's record. Isn't that amazing? 190.
Oh, yeah. It's stood for what? Almost 100 years. Judge? Yeah. Aaron Judge, hey, thanks, Mitch. You got the little phone connection issues there. Aaron Judge having a monster year. The Yankees are just scuffling a little bit right now. But to put it in perspective in regards to the voting didn't go back to the fans till 1970, I believe it was. But Jim Palmer, two of the 3 years he won the Cy Young, he didn't even make the All-Star team.
Mm.
Yeah, and he does like to point that out from time to time, and rightfully so. Get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Mike Flanagan won it in 79. He didn't make the All-Star team. Steve Stone, by the way, is the last Oriole to start an All-Star game. That was back in 1980. If Corbin Burns gets the nod, I think. Right, let's go to Rashawn. Rashawn, what's going on?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. How y'all doing?
Good. All right, Rashawn.
All right, man. Good West Coast trip, 4-2. Can't complain about that.
You need to get your boy Cole Irvin straightened out. I don't like the way he's... Boy, you talk about the opposite of the Vinny Haney bump. We had him on one of the days you were off. Talking about barks, which is a great thing, of course, for pet lovers. But since then, yeah.
Yeah, I told y'all, listen.
We slap rocked him.
Yeah, Povich, we did too.
Yeah, listen, I told y'all like a week ago when I called, he needs to go to the bullpen, but the bullpen down in Norfolk, though. They sent him to the wrong bullpen. Like, send him down there and work on some things, man. You know, that's probably what he needs. You know, man, because he's looking terrible. Like, he's regressed very bad,
well,
man.
Look,
you know,
in all fairness, Saturday night, look, Oakland had their happy sticks out. You know what I mean? And they used them with great enthusiasm against Oriole pitching.
Yeah, man, that was embarrassing, that game right there, man, you know. So, but and Povich, man, like, I'm nervous, man, because I'm all excited about Friday, the Yankees coming to town, you know, baseball tonight, pickles. Then I look who's going to be on the mound for the O's. I'm like, uh-oh. Man, I was talking to Trippy about this. I'm like, man, you think we should sit this one out or what?
No, hell no. You know, last Friday, man, before the All-Star break, I could be pitching. You better be down there.
Yeah, man, but you know the Yankees are gonna have, I think, Cole pitching too. So, I mean, stranger things have happened,
yeah,
man.
Maybe he's been getting rocked this year, Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I definitely look like Friday is a day, you know, to take the over if you're a betting person on that game for sure.
Get on down there, Rashawn. We want to see you and Trippy and everybody else.
Yeah, we'll be down there, man. One more thing before I go, right? Austin Hayes been turning it on lately, man. We're hitting .267, so. You know, I would like to see him on the lineup more often also. I know it was a right-hand pitcher on the mound for the A's yesterday. So, of course, I got set Hayes down yesterday. But, yeah, I want to see Hayes more in the lineup to get that average up and get him back to that all-star caliber player that he was last year.
Yeah, starter
around this time.
Yeah, he had a great – he was terrible for the first couple months, banged up, but he had a really good June. So Austin Hayes starting to show little signs of life, reminiscent of the all-star form of 2023. Orioles only have three all-stars this year, at least for now. Is that a problem for you? It is for me. Padres, for instance, have five, and they're, what, buried in second place in the National League. Two different leagues, obviously, but you get the point. Ravens are back on the practice field in less than a week. The rookies anyway. We'll talk about that. News from the Nest. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, will be joining us, as a matter of fact, coming up around 12:30. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, he joins us at the top of the hour. Tragic news involving a lot of local football players, NFL hopefuls, and former Terps. It just, it sucked, for lack of a better word. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles off today. Got the Cubbies coming in, three-game set starting tomorrow night, 6:35. Me and Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Orioles go 4-2 out west. Get three All-Stars named to the squad. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us at 11 o'clock. Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio, joins us 11:30. Get updated on the trade winds that could be blowing pretty hard here over the next few 4 weeks heading into the trade deadline. News from the Nest at noon. Going to start talking about this Ravens rookie class of 24, who needs to be instant impact and who are some of the rookies that could be, or may not start the season out impacting games, but by the end of the season, could be assets to John Harbaugh's ball club. Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Pikesville. It's Mark. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good morning to Boston, Vinny.
Hey.
Hey, Vinny, our two guys, we got to keep them in check with us, man. We need them. We need them. But listen, Bob, I'm not really worried about the All-Star thing. I want to sweep the Cubs. I want us to get focused after the All-Star break. And we're going to World Series. That's where my focus is.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I mean, the Orioles could have zero All-Stars. Well, they have to have one by rule, but you get the point. And then when a World Series had one All-Star, I'd take that every single stinking year.
Yeah.
Mark at Pikesville, as you know. So let's get that ring is the thing. And, you know, continue to maintain this momentum, which has been very positive. I mean, how many winning months in a row? They have nine. And they're off to a very good start here in July with the trade deadline looming. I think the Orioles a month from now are going to be better on paper than they are right now. So we'll see.
So when is the trading deadline? When did it start?
It's at the – well, you trade any time right now, but the deadline's the end of the month.
Okay.
And there's waiver. Remember, you could, like, trade for somebody in August and they'd be part of your postseason roster and all that good stuff. I don't believe that's part of the equation any longer.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
All righty.
There's Mark in Pikesville, everyone. Let's get out to the phones for Ted. 583-1057 is the number. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing,
Happy
man?
Monday.
Yeah, man. I had to fall asleep watching boxing the other night, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, you know, Shakur came out and told you he doesn't care if you fall asleep. he's going for the win. You heard him say he doesn't care if people boo. It's about him getting the W. He's brilliant. But me, you can appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
But, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, when you have Tank, it's hard, you know what I mean, the casual fan is going to always hold everybody that's semi-popular on social media these days. Lord knows, I don't want to touch on a certain person that's been making headlines these days. We can touch on him another time. Jesus. But anyway, as far as the the Orioles and the Snubs, man. Listen, what's up, Benny? I don't want to pretend like you're not dead.
No,
Benny.
I'm That's here. Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the mindset of the Baltimore sports fan, right? You know what I mean? Like, these Snubs, it make looking at the Orioles games juicier. Like, yeah, I told you. And so with Jordan Westbrook in the home run, it makes the trolling of Baltimore sports fans to these media people extra sweet. Like, when the Ravens used to get picked against by Phil Simms and how we felt as though Chris Collinsworth had something against us, you know what I mean? Like, it made the viewing experience that much juicier to know that on a pregame show, they're going to pick the against the Ravens probably 7 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? And I'm just too much of a Baltimore sports fan that we care about, you know, being the underdog. Because, listen, just like your buddy in Pikesville, you know, as I land my plane, yeah, I believe we're going to go to the World Series, but we're Andrew Miller away from going to a World Series. If you don't get a middle reliever, I like Yimer Cano in spots. I like him in spots, but you need a Andrew Miller type of person in order to get it done, and one more starter, which as I land my plane, Pasayo, Mayo, a holiday isn't going anywhere. But ain't Kerstad, got to win Kerstad now, isn't going anywhere. So if you can trade a Connor Norby or, you know, Kyle Stowers or whatever to try to get a Crochet or Crochet, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Crochet.
You know what I mean? Like, Crochet, you do that. But other than that, you don't overreach. And before I hang up the phone, you know, my condolences go out to the three young men that lost their lives in PG County, man. You know what I mean? Really, really, really down there. Don't drink and drive. That's all I got. Not with them, but with the person that hit him.
Sure.
That's all I got to say, Playboy.
All right, Ray. Thank you for the call. And we're going to talk about the tragic loss of three lives, needlessly, with Keith Kavanaugh, because he knew those young men. They all played high school football together, and we'll talk about them more in depth. Tragic news. You see it on Saturday. You're thinking, what the hell's going on here? And unfortunately, you know, three young men just starting life lost their lives, and you know, three cars were involved in the accident. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Vinny and Hattie, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. No real musical theme, just kind of going with the flow. Nolan McGraw is our DJ. He's going to take us home. So just enjoy the ride, man. Orioles are riding back home, or they're probably home, after taking 2 out of 3 in Oakland. Same thing in Seattle against the first-place Mariners. Birds come back home off tonight, 3 games up in the American League's Eastern Division, 57-33, 29-17. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Cubbies coming to town, 42-49, 17-28 on the road. Dean Kramer is on the hill for the Birds, looking for his 5th win of the season, fresh off the IL, where he got a win last week in Seattle. Ravens a week from today. Quarterbacks will show up, injured veterans. That means Lamar's in town. And I guess injured veterans include David Ajabo, Marlon Humphrey, among many others there.
Yeah, we'll see if Humphrey, I would think Humphrey, because he didn't do anything. He did a couple plays at minicamp. And I don't know who else would be. Keaton Mitchell be there. You know, I don't know how many other guys will be there. I'm just hoping, Bob, I just hope a lot of the veteran healthy guys come in. You know, is it the 15th? Come in the 16th. Because what happens normally is they'll come in and they're not going to go to all the meetings. And, you know, they'll come in and work out with the quarterbacks and then go lift and kind of be on their own schedule that week.
2 weeks from today, the Ravens will already have a training camp practice under their belt. So September 5th, be here before you know it, everybody. Less than 2 months away from the kickoff of the 2024 NFL season. But the Orioles still have plenty of work to do in MLB. All-Star break coming up next week. Birds three games up in the division back home. Cubs coming to town tomorrow. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, how are you? Good morning.
How are you guys? Vinny, Bob, I hope you had a good July 4th.
Yep.
Hot enough for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hot today,
just
too.
Put the whole summer's advisory. It's just too much. I think Saturday's the hottest day. Anyway, sorry. I'm above water still, right?
Yeah, thank you, Bob Turk, with that weather report here, Mitch, by the way. Oh.
I think it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like in the 60s, they used to play two games, an All-Star game? I really don't like the All-Star game. It's 4 days off without reading box scores. And I think he might have a Cy Young winner in Rodriguez. And I think Garner, if the Yankees keep going the way they're going, get the triple grand crown. I know he's got – I wasn't going to be Hack Willis's record. Isn't that amazing? 190.
Oh, yeah. It's stood for, what, almost 100
Aaron
years?
Judge?
Yeah. Aaron Judge. Hey, thanks, Mitch. You got the little phone connection issues there. Aaron Judge having a monster year. The Yankees are just scuffling a little bit right now. But – to put it in perspective in regards to the voting didn't go back to the fans till 1970, I believe it was. But Jim Palmer, two of the 3 years he won the Cy Young, he didn't even make the All-Star team.
Mm.
Yeah. And he does like to point that out from time to time, and rightfully so. Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Mike Flanagan won it in 79. He didn't make the All-Star team. Steve Stone, by the way, is the last Oriole to start an All-Star game. That was back in 1980, if Corbin Burns gets the nod, I think. All right, let's go to Rashawn. Rashawn, what's going on?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. How y'all doing?
Good. All right, Rashawn.
All right, man. Good West Coast trip, 4-2. Can't complain about that.
You need to get your boy Cole Irvin straightened out. I don't like the way he's... Boy, you talk about the opposite of the Vinny Haney bump. We had him on one of the days you were off. Talking about barks, which is a great thing, of course, for pet lovers. But since then, yeah.
Yeah, I told y'all, listen.
We slap rocked him.
Yeah, Povich, we did too.
Yeah, listen, I told y'all like a week ago when I called, he needs to go to the bullpen, but the bullpen down in Norfolk, though. They sent him to the wrong bullpen. Like, send him down there and work on some things, man. You know, that's probably what he needs. You know, man, because he's looking terrible. Like, he's regressed. Very bad,
well,
man.
Look,
you know,
in all fairness, Saturday night, look, Oakland had their happy sticks out. You know what I mean? And they used them with great enthusiasm against Oriole pitching.
Yeah, man, that was embarrassing, that game right there, man. You know, so but and Povich, man, like, I'm nervous, man, because I'm all excited about Friday, the Yankees coming to town, you know, baseball tonight, pickles. Then I look who's going to be on the mound for the O's. I'm like, uh-oh. Man, I was talking to Trippy about this. I'm like, man, you think we should sit this one out or
no,
what?
No, hell no. You know, last Friday, man, before the All-Star break, I could be pitching. You better be down there.
Yeah, man. But, you know, the Yankees are going to have, I think, Cole pitching too. So, I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah,
man. Maybe
he's been getting rocked this year, Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I definitely look like Friday is a day, you know, to take the over if you're a betting person on
no
that
doubt.
Game for sure.
But get on down there, Rashawn. We want to see you and Trippy and everybody else.
Yeah, we'll be down there, man. One more thing before I go, right? Austin Hayes been turning it on lately, man. We're hitting 267, so, you know, I would like to see him on the lineup more often also. I know it was a right-hand pitcher on the mound for the A's yesterday, so, of course, I got set Hayes down yesterday. But, yeah, I want to see Hayes more in the lineup to get that average up and get him back to that all-star caliber player that he was last year.
Yeah, starter
around this time.
Yeah, he had a great – he was terrible for the first couple months, banged up, but he had a really good June. So Austin Hayes starting to show a little signs of life, reminiscent of the all-star form of 2023. Orioles only have three all-stars this year, at least for now. Is that a problem for you? It is for me. Padres, for instance, have five, and they're, what, buried in second place in the National League. Two different leagues, obviously, but you get the point. Ravens are back on the practice field in less than a week. The rookies anyway. We'll talk about that. News from the Nest. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, will be joining us, as a matter of fact, coming up around 12:30. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, he joins us at the top of the hour. Tragic news involving a lot of local football players, NFL hopefuls, and former Terps. It just it sucked, for lack of a better word. Diddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles off today. Got the Cubbies coming in, three-game set starting tomorrow night, 6:35. Me and Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Orioles go 4-2 out west. Get three All-Stars named to the squad. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us at 11 o'clock. Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio, joins us 11:30. Get updated on the trade winds that could be blowing pretty hard here over the next four weeks, heading into the trade deadline. News from the Nest at noon. Going to start talking about this Ravens rookie class of 24, who needs to be instant impact, and who are some of the rookies that could be, or may not start the season out impacting games, but by the end of the season, could be assets to John Harbaugh's ball club. Let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Pikesville. It's Mark. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good morning to Boston, Vinny.
Hey.
Hey, Vinny, our two guys, we got to keep them in check with us now. We need them. We need them. But listen, Bob, I'm not really worried about the All-Star thing. I want to sweep the Cubs. I want us to get focused after the All-Star break. And we're going to World Series. That's where my focus is.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I mean, the Orioles could have zero All-Stars. Well, they have to have one by rule, but you get the point. And then when a World Series had one All-Star, I'd take that every single stinking year.
Yeah.
Mark at Pikesville, as you know. So let's get that ring is the thing. And, you know, continue to maintain this momentum, which has been very positive. I mean, how many winning months in a row? They have nine. And they're off to a very good start here in July with the trade deadline looming. I think the Orioles a month from now are going to be better on paper than they are right now. So we'll see.
So when is the trading deadline? When did it start?
It's at the – well, you trade any time right now, but the deadline's the end of the month.
Okay.
And there's waiver. Remember, you could, like, trade for somebody in August and they'd be part of your postseason roster and all that good stuff. I don't believe that's part of the equation any longer.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
All righty.
There's Mark in Pikesville, everyone. Let's get out to the phones for Ted. 583-1057 is the number. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing,
Happy
man?
Monday.
Yeah, man. I had to fall asleep watching boxing the other night, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, you know, Shakur came out and told you he doesn't care if you fall asleep. he's going for the win. You heard him say he doesn't care if people boo. It's about him getting the W. He's brilliant. But me, you can appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
But, know what I mean, at the end of the day, when you have Tank, it's hard, you know what I mean, the casual fan is going to always hold everybody that's semi-popular on social media these days. Lord knows, I don't want to touch on a certain person that's been making headlines these days. We can touch on him another time. Jesus. But anyway, as far as the the Orioles and the Snubs, man. Listen, what's up, Benny? I don't want to pretend like you're not dead.
No,
Benny.
I'm That's here. Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the mindset of the Baltimore sports fan, right? You know what I mean? Like, these Snubs, it make looking at the Orioles games juicier. Like, yeah, I told you. And so with Jordan Westbrook in the home run, it makes the trolling of Baltimore sports fans to these media people extra sweet. Like, when the Ravens used to get picked against by Phil Simms and how we felt as though Chris Collinsworth had something against us, you know what I mean? Like, it made the viewing experience that much juicier to know that on a pregame show, they're going to pick the against the Ravens probably 7 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? And I'm just too much of a Baltimore sports fan that we care about, you know, being the underdog. Because, listen, just like your buddy in Pikesville, you know, as I land my plane, yeah, I believe we're going to go to the World Series, but we're Andrew Miller away from going to a World Series. If you don't get a middle reliever, I like Yimer Cano in spots. I like him in spots. But you need a Andrew Miller type of person in order to get it done. And one more starter, which as I land my plane, Pasayo, Mayo, a Holiday isn't going anywhere. But and Kerstad, got to win Kerstad now, isn't going anywhere. So if you can trade a Connor Norby or, you know, Kyle Stowers or whatever to try to get a Crochet or Crochet, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Crochet.
You know what I mean? Like, Crochet, you do that. But other than that, you don't overreach. And before I hang up the phone, you know, my condolences go out to the three young men that lost their lives in PG County, man. You know what I mean? I'm really down there. Don't drink and drive. That's all I got. Not with them, but with the person that hit them.
Sure.
That's all I got to say, Playboy.
All right, Ray. Thank you for the call. And we're going to talk about the tragic loss of three lives, needlessly, with Keith Kavanaugh, because he knew those young men. They all played high school football together, and we'll talk about them more in depth. Tragic news. You see it on Saturday. You're thinking, what the hell's going on here? And unfortunately, you know, three young men just starting life lost their lives, and, you know, three cars were involved in the accident, and the other two cars, there were no injuries, serious ones, and these three guys no longer with us. But we'll talk to Keith. And, you know, Isaiah Hazel played for the University of Maryland, transferred, played for Biff Poggi in Charlotte last year. He was at Maryland's pro day back in March. I mean, he's a local kid. Wise, and it just four-star recruit coming out, top 300 guy on ESPN's list. Just a horrible, horrible thing. And it goes way beyond rankings and football. I mean, parents, siblings, girlfriends, boyfriends, it's a horrible, horrible thing to experience, and we'll talk to Keith about that and, you know, the legacy that all three will leave behind for sure. And then we'll get into recruiting as July 8th? I mean, Maryland spring football starts in like a month, you know what I mean? And then their first game is in August. So Maryland football, college football right around the corner. So we'll talk about that. Basketball recruiting as Kevin Willard trying to bolster the 2025 class best he can, because the team this year, 24-25, after some early, I don't know, respect in various top 25s and bracketologies, they've kind of fallen by the wayside. Not necessarily on what they haven't done, what other teams may be doing, adding through the portal themselves. Whip around 11:15. We'll talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend, including that Shakur Stevenson fight, which happened Saturday night. Look, the guys, he's Floyd Mayweather. You can't hit him. He's just a brilliant, brilliant tactician. Makes for a boring fight, but he talks like a guy that goes out there and knocks people's heads off, and he doesn't do that. And Tank Davis is, I think, a level up for him, but that would make for a very two undefeated guys going for belts. That would make for a very entertaining scrape. But Tank's got to get by Lomachenko, which is expected to happen later on in the fall. But anyway, a little pugilism for you over the weekend. Keith Kavanaugh coming up next. Whip around, and then Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio, talk about that trade deadline. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles off today. Got the Cubbies coming in. Three-game set starting tomorrow night, 6:35. Me and Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Orioles go 4-2 out west. Get three All-Stars named to the squad. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us at 11 o'clock. Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio, joins us 11:30. Get updated on the trade winds that could be blowing pretty hard here over the next four weeks heading into the trade deadline. News from the nest at noon. I'm going to start talking about this Ravens rookie class of 24, who needs to be instant impact, and who are some of the rookies that could be, may not start the season out impacting games, but by the end of the season, could be assets to John Harbaugh's ball club. Let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Pikesville. It's Mark. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Morning to Boston, Vinny.
Hey.
Hey, Vinny, our two guys, we got to keep them in check with us, man. We need them. But listen, Bob, I'm not really worried about the All-Star thing. I want to sweep the Cubs. I want us to get focused after the All-Star break, and we're going to World Series. That's where my focus is.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I mean, the Orioles could have zero All-Stars. Well, they're half at one by rule, but you get the point. And then when a World Series had one All-Star, I'd take that every single stinking year.
Yeah.
Mark at Pikesville, as you know. So let's get that ring is the thing. And, you know, continue to maintain this momentum, which has been very positive. I mean, how many winning months in a row? They have 9, and they're off to a very good start here in July with the trade deadline looming. I think the Orioles a month from now are going to be better on paper than they are right now. So we'll see.
So when is the trading deadline? When did it start?
It's at the you trade any time right now, but the deadline's the end of the month.
Okay.
And there's no more waiver. Remember, you could like trade for somebody in August and they'd be part of your postseason roster and all that good stuff. I don't believe that's part of the equation any longer.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
All righty.
And there's Mark in Pikesville, everyone. Let's get out to the phones for Ted. 583-1057 is the number. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Happy Monday.
Yeah, man. I had to fall asleep watching boxing the other night, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, you know, Shakur came out and told you he doesn't care if you fall asleep. he's going for the win. You heard him say he doesn't care if people boo. It's about him getting a W. He's brilliant. But me, you can appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
But, know what I mean, at the end of the day, when you have Tank, it's hard, you know what I mean, to, you know, I guess it's hard. I mean, the casual fans can always hold everybody that's semi-popular on social media these days. And Lord knows, I don't want to touch on a certain person that's been making the headlines these days. We can touch on him another time. Jesus. But anyway, as far as the, you know, the Orioles and the Snubs, man. Listen, what's up, Benny? I don't want to pretend like you're not dead.
No,
Benny.
I'm That's here. Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the mindset of the Baltimore sports fan, right? You know what I mean? Like, these Snubs, it make looking at the Orioles games juicier. Like, yeah, I told you. And so with Jordan Westbrook in the home run, it makes the trolling of Baltimore sports fans to these media people extra sweet. Like when the Ravens used to get picked against by Phil Simms and how we felt as though Chris Collinsworth had something against us. You know what I mean? Like it made the viewing experience that much juicier to know that on a pregame show, they're going to pick the against the Ravens probably 7 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? And I'm just too much of a Baltimore sports fan that we care about, you know, being the underdog. Because listen, just like your buddy in Pikesville, you know, as I land my plane, yeah, I believe we're going to go to the World Series, but we're Andrew Miller away from going to a World Series. If you don't get a middle reliever, I like Yennier Cano in spots. I like him in spots. But you need a Andrew Miller type of person in order to get it done. And one more starter, which as I land my plane, Casario, Mayo, a Holiday isn't going anywhere. But ain't Kerstad. Got to win Kerstad now. Is it going anywhere? So if you can trade a Connor Norby or, you know, Kyle Stowers or whatever to try to get a Crochet or Crochet. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Crochet.
You know what I mean? Like, Crochet, you do that. But other than that, you don't overreach. And before I hang up the phone, you know, my condolences go out to the 3 young men that lost their lives in PG County, man. You know what I mean? I'm really down there. Don't drink and drive. That's all I got. Not with them, but with the person that hit them.
Sure.
That's all I got to say, Playboy.
All right, Ray. Thank you for the call. And we're going to talk about the tragic loss of 3 lives, needlessly, with Keith Kavanaugh, because he knew those young men. They all played high school football together, and we'll talk about them more in depth. Tragic news. You see it on Saturday. You're thinking, what the hell's going on here? And unfortunately, you know, 3 young men just starting life lost their lives, and, you know, 3 cars were involved in the accident, and the other 2 cars, there were no injuries, serious ones, and these 3 guys no longer with us. But we'll talk to Keith. And, you know, Isaiah Hazel played for the University of Maryland, transferred, played for Biff Poggi in Charlotte last year. He was at Maryland's pro day back in March. I mean, he's a local kid. Wise, and it just four-star recruit coming out, top 300 guy on ESPN's list. Just a horrible, horrible thing. And it goes way beyond rankings and football. I mean, parents, siblings, girlfriends, boyfriends. It's a horrible, horrible thing to experience. And we'll talk to Keith about that and, you know, the legacy that all three will leave behind for sure. And then we'll get into recruiting as July 8th? I mean, Maryland spring football starts in like a month. You know what I mean? And then their first game is in August. So Maryland football, college football right around the corner. So we'll talk about that. Basketball recruiting as Kevin Willard trying to bolster the 2025 class best he can. Because the team this year, 24-25, after some early, I don't know, respect in various top 25s and bracketologies, they've kind of fallen by the wayside. Not necessarily on what they haven't done, what other teams may be doing, adding through the portal themselves. Whip around 11:15. We'll talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend, including that Shakur Stevenson fight, which happened Saturday night. Look, the guys, he's Floyd Mayweather. You can't hit him. He's just a brilliant, brilliant tactician. Makes for a boring fight. But he talks like a guy that goes out there and knocks people's heads off, and he doesn't do that. And Tank Davis is, I think, a level up for him, but that would make for a very two undefeated guys going for belts. That would make for a very entertaining scrape, but Tank's got to get by Lomachenko, which is expected to happen later on in the fall. But anyway, a little pugilism for you over the weekend. Keith Kavanaugh coming up next, Whip Around, and then Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio, talking about that trade deadline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.